said that on the night of the Buddha's enlightenment, he used like the perception of dependent origination to penetrate the truth into the five khandhas and impermanence, and like to like penetrate into the one of the three knowledges on the night of his enlightenment.
In some of the descriptions, it talks about him contemplating dependent origination on the night of enlightenment. But when I was looking into this, my memory was that it's more in the 7 weeks afterwards, when he was sitting under the various different trees in the area around Bodh Gaya. It's like he spent a week under this tree in meditation, then he goes to another tree, sits for a week in, you know, several different trees in that area. And it's during those 7 weeks after the enlightenment that he's doing most of the contemplation of dependent origination. The accounts are not totally consistent with each other, but that's my memory when I was sort of looking into it, because I had that same impression. I thought that was one of the key descriptions. And it is there in some of the descriptions, but I think the canonical one that you have in the Mahavagga, it describes over the 7 weeks immediately after contemplating dependent origination in forward order, the arising, the pachaya, then in reverse order in the nirodha side, and then contemplating in the arising and in the cessation modes. I suspect it was all woven in together, and that he talked about those either as happening leading to the enlightenment, but also it seems that reflecting on it and going through it backwards and forwards, again and again and again, over those many weeks, was sort of clarifying that in his own mind, exactly how that works in all the fine details.